With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Disgraced New York Congressman George Santos is getting out of prison thanks to President Trump, who has commuted his sentence.
The former New York representative, the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, was serving more than 7 years in federal prison in southern New Jersey. Santos pled guilty to fraud and identity theft, admitting he scammed donors and stole the identities of 11 people, including family members. The judge agreed with prosecutors that Santos didn't seem remorseful. Santos was also charged with fraudulently collecting unemployment benefits and lying to Congress. He flipped a House seat representing Long Island, but served less than a year in office after it was revealed that he lied about college and former jobs and fabricated much of his life story. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump hosted Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House and seemed hesitant in selling Kyiv long-range Tomahawk missiles that the Ukrainians say they desperately need.
We need Tomahawks, and we need a lot of other weapons that we're sending to Ukraine. One of the reasons we want to get this war over is exactly that. It's not easy for us to give. You're talking about massive numbers of very powerful weapons.
The U.S. leader added he was optimistic the war would soon end, mitigating Ukraine's need for the powerful weapons. At a White House meeting, Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells reporters they will eventually share more on the latest strike off Venezuela, where two survivors were reportedly recovered.
It's well known there's an ongoing narco-terrorist operation the United States has been conducting. As far as details of any recent strikes, we're not prepared here to announce all those details, but you'll get that information here very shortly.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points, the Nasdaq rose 117, the S&P advanced 35. This is SRN News. Louisiana seeks to overturn a Biden-era abortion rule.
The state is suing to prevent abortion providers from outside its borders from selling abortifacient drugs to Louisiana women through the mail. President Biden ended the requirement that such pills be given to a woman by a doctor face-to-face. He was reacting to the expectation that the Supreme Court would repeal Roe v. Wade. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merrill says, quote, out-of-state abortion drug peddlers are violating the criminal laws of Louisiana and other states. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uruguay has passed a law decriminalizing euthanasia. This makes Uruguay the first country in Latin America to allow euthanasia via legislation. Colombia and Ecuador have decriminalized the practice through Supreme Court decisions. The law in Uruguay permits euthanasia performed by a healthcare professional but not assisted suicide. This is SRN News. AI technology has caused increased cybersecurity threats to the U.S. We hear more on this developing story from technology correspondent Ed Donahue reporting.
New research from Microsoft says the AI attacks are coming from Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. The amount created online has more than doubled since last year, and it's increased more than 10 times since 2 years ago. AI can translate poorly worded phishing emails into fluent English, as well as generate digital clones of senior government officials. The report says the U.S. is the top target for cyber attacks, and U.S. companies and organizations are getting by with outdated cyber defenses. Russia, China, and Iran have denied they use cyber operations for espionage, disruption, and disinformation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.